Dobrý den, dobrý ránok, dobrý večer. Vítaju vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači, na radiopredáču Náš holos Radio Klínského Kurínia, ktorá podiecie vám na Meraži PCJ Radio. S vami Pavlina Macquarie, ďakuju šodišle, prebuďte si noju nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, po ukrainske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We have a great program lined up for you, and today's show is kind of a special show. It marks a milestone for me and for Náš holos, and it is a pretty amazing one that kind of snuck up on me. Hence the opening tune, which was the anniversary song by a group called Selmer 607. Don't know much about them, got that off YouTube, as so often is the case these days here on Náš holos, and I guess probably every other radio station in the world. At any rate, I dug back into the Náš holos archives and found a cassette tape with the first half of my radio debut program. And that happened back on June 4th, 1990. Yes, that's 25 years ago. Yikes. Where has the time gone? When I listened to it, it felt like yesterday. But it was a very different time, believe me. For one thing, the reason that it's on cassette, preserved on cassette, is because it was pre-digital days yet. We were recording on reel-to-reel tape in real time, pardon the pun, and every week the tape was erased and reused. Nowadays, of course, storage is not an issue, but in those days it was impossible to even imagine archiving all the shows, let alone finding the space to store them, keep them organized and in good condition. Anyway, I've got a couple of clips for you from my first Náš holos show. Actually, it was the third to broadcast, the third Náš holos show. The first two aired May 22nd and 29th with sole host Bohdan Zaitsev. On June 4th, Yevhen Lupinas and I joined him for a six-year run that broke the record for the longest-running Ukrainian radio program in the history of BC, going back to the 1930s. So join me now for a trip down memory lane 25 years ago to 1990 and the beginning of the first incarnation of Náš holos with me and my co-hosts Bohdan Zaitsev and Yevhen Lupinas.
Join us for the next hour for Náš holos, sponsored by the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, British Columbia Provincial Council, and hosted by Paulette Macquarie and Eugene Lupinas.
Добрий вечір і вітаємо вас на радіопередачі «Наш голос». Програма спонсорує Провінціальна рада Конгрес українців в Канаді на Британську Колумбію.
І добрий вечір, шановні радіослухачі. При мікрофоні сьогодні вечором Богдан Зайцев, а разом зі мною є Євген Лупинис. Добрий вечір, Євгене.
Добрий вечір, Богдан.
І я також Павліна Макворі. Добрий вечір, Павліна.
Добрий вечір.
Хотів би вам всім знову подякувати, що до нас загостили на наш третій вже з черги українську радіопередачу, котра подається вам по радіостанції CJVB. Welcome to our third Ukrainian radio program here on CJVB. I'm glad you've been able to join us. We have an interesting program lined up for you this evening. Plenty of good music, a little bit in the way of an interview, and lots more. Pavlina, what are we going to start off with this evening?
I'd like to start off with a bit of a lively tune by Yasine, a group from Saskatoon, with an original composition called Nipisau Yadutaba.
Excellent.
Десь на далекій країні зустрів я дівчину тіні. Очі мали як зерна, те, що сумно поважна тіні. Несла полиця вода, ов'яна теплим вітром тіні. І тоді оглянула, затримала, споглянула тіні.
В Паркланд околиці. Канадський національний український фестиваль «Вдофін Манітоба» відбудеться від 31 липня по 2 серпня. Святкуйте 50 неймовірних років української культури з музикою і танцями гуртів з усієї Канади та України. Якщо ви ніколи не були в фестивалі або не були тут роками, прошу розгляньте це запрошення. За квитками контактуйтеся по телефону 1-877-474-2683 або по інтернету cnuf.ca. Ласкаво просимо.
You know, one of the really great things about working on a Ukrainian radio program is that we get to play some of our favorite music. Paulina?
Well, one of my favorites is by a group from Ukraine called Marenich, Trio Marenich, and it's really hard to have pick a favorite off their first album because just about every song is wonderful. But my first love on that album is Nese Halya Vodu.
Nese Halya Vodu. Корови славляться за нею Іван.
За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється.
Галю ж моя, Галю, дай води напиться. Ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться. Ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться.
Вода у садочку, той піти напися. Я буду в садочку, прийди подивися. Я буду в садочку, прийди подивися.
Прийшов у садочок, зозуля кувала. А ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала. А ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала. Скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала. Скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала.
Another snippet from that broadcast of Nash Hollis back on June 4th, 1990. Coming up next is another familiar voice for anybody who listened to Nash Hollis back in the day and pretty much ever since.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Oh, for glorious garlic. Hello, everyone. Just so you know, I'm having a student ants attack. That's right, a top-of-the-line soul food dish of jellied pig's feet. So brace yourselves. I still make it to this day in my mom's old pressure cooker. I know some people say rapid boiling will make the broth milky, but I've never had that happen, and I've been making student ants for a long, long time. I like to eat it with a piece of rye bread and some extra garlic that's been mashed with salt. Oh my mouth is watering. We all know that garlic has many healthful benefits. This has been well documented, so may the goodness of garlic grace your table. Take 6 pig's feet. Some recipes use half pork hocks, so you choose. Soak the pig's feet with 2 tablespoons salt overnight, covered in the fridge. Drain and wash the feet or trotters thoroughly. Place the feet in a large pot with 2 tablespoons of salt. Cover with cold water and bring to a boil. Skim. Then add a large onion, 4 to 5 cloves of garlic, and a bay leaf, if you like. And for sure, add black pepper, 1 teaspoon, or 12 peppercorns. Remember, this will take a while for the meat to cook, until it comes off the bones easily. Separate the meat from the bones and cube. Place in a 9 by 13 inch Pyrex dish. Crush 1 clove of garlic and add to the juice. Stir, then drain the juice thoroughly through a sieve over the chopped meat. Stir slightly and chill thoroughly. Before serving, scrape the fat off the top and serve in slices or squares. What a treat! Oh, call me if you should need anybody to share your studentettes with. I'll bring the wine. Until next time, enjoy cooking.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
One of the things we were very fond of doing on our show and got to do it from time to time was to give birthday greetings and make dedications and requests and other greetings to our listeners. And here is an example of one of those. And if I am not mistaken, this listener is still with us today and resides now in the beautiful Okanagan Valley of British Columbia.
І сьогодні вечором маємо надзвичайну честь привітати одну з наших слухачок, котра в цьому тижні відсвяткувала день своїх родин. Євгене?
Дорогенька Зоню, в день в твоїх родини щастя, здоров'я, радості і сповняння мрії бажають мама і тато, інша і коча з родинами.
А Зоні бажаємо присвятити сьогодні вечором наступну пісню виконання монтреальської артистки Любомири Ковальчук. Пісня «Воля».
Так у мій
very talented Ukrainian lady who has come a long, long way in her Ukrainian musical career and indeed has made the change over to North American music. Lyubomira Kovalchuk, better known these days as Lyuba, a song taken from her second album, and the song is called Volya.
Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
In late February 2014, when Russian troops started blocking Ukrainian military bases in Crimea, the Ukrainian military fleet was the easiest of the targets, simply a sitting duck. With their own Black Sea fleet stationed in Sevastopol, literally door-to-door with the Ukrainians, the Russians used this advantage not only to immediately demobilize Ukrainian warships, but also to convince the crew to switch sides and stay in Crimea.
This Priluki ship is one of the two warships which managed to leave Crimea last year during Russia's illegal annexation of the peninsula. Its current commander is also one of the few officers who did not switch sides and remained faithful to Ukraine.
We met the ship's captain in the Odessa naval base, where all the ships, which the Russians allowed to take from Crimea, were moved. The captain showed us around the ship. He told us that by the time the illegal annexation of the peninsula began, he had already been serving in the Ukrainian Navy for 16 years, all in Crimea. But when the time came and he had to choose sides, he did not think for a second which side he wanted to be on.
First of all, it's a matter of my oath. This is the most important for every serviceman, especially for an officer. It's not even about patriotism. However, patriotism also plays an important role. It's about professionalism.
Captain Ruch says that when the annexation began, most of the Ukrainian higher naval commanders pledged their loyalty to Russia. And Russians were pressing hard on all the other officers and regular servicemen to do the same.
The crew were very suppressed, because during this entire operation there were enormous psychological pressures. In the best case scenario, they needed not just a ship, but a ship with a crew. It was their main goal.
Despite the pressure not only from Russians, but also from his direct commander, who switched sides, Captain Ruch remained faithful to Ukraine and was vested with the task of bringing to Odessa those ships which the Russians allowed to. Now, a year after these events, Captain Ruch is still faithful to Ukraine and is ready to defend it both on land and on sea. This is Volodymyr Sulhub, Serhii Kiselyov and Petro Boyko reporting from Odessa for Ukraine Today.
So I've caught up with veteran Austrian journalist Susanna Scholl, who has reported extensively about Russia. Now, Susanna, can you tell me a little bit about why an event like this is important for Ukraine at a time when it's at war with its neighbor, Russia?
And just because it's at war with Russia, it's important that people all over the world can see, writers all over the world, from all over the world can see and show their solidarity with Ukraine, and it's important to show that life goes on and goes on in the right direction in Ukraine.
Can you tell me a bit about how the conflict in Ukraine, if at all, has impacted the cultural sphere in Austria? Can you talk about that at all?
Very little, I have to say, because Ukraine isn't present in Austria. People even don't know exactly what is where Ukraine lies and what is it. People knew Soviet Union, and Ukraine was part of Soviet Union. So now, after the events at the Euromaidan, people started to know. But what they know now is about the war in Donbass, about Crimea, and very, very little about Ukraine, about not only Kiev, but also Lviv, Odessa, and so on. So what is important at this event here is to say you are not alone. There are people in other countries who care about Ukraine and to come here. And we will try to tell our people that Ukraine isn't only Donbass and only Crimea, but it's also Kiev and Lviv and and every other town in this country.
Now, you have reported about Crimea. What kind of message do you think that viewers across Europe need to understand about Crimea? Maybe a message that's being getting distorted by Russian media. What do you think Europeans need to know about Crimea?
They need to know that Crimea was and has to be in some way an independent part of Ukraine, because there were so many ethnic groups living in Crimea who were victims of Stalin's politics, and afterwards in the time of Brezhnev as well. So Crimea has to be sort of neutral, but she has to be with Ukraine, because that what she was at the end of the Soviet Union, and you can't just change the world when you're angry because something is going not like you want it to, and that's what happened. Really, Putin was angry because they drove out Yanukovych, which was his man, and so he decided to take Crimea, and it was without any legal or other base. So that's the point.
Thank you very much, Susanna.
I am here in central Kiev at an urban garden made by locals on wasteland which is said to be rented by the Russian embassy. The pop-up garden, which has been dedicated to Europe Day, is the initiative of a community of neighbours who want to show that change is possible with minimal resources. Event organisers garnered much inspiration from the Princess Gardens in Berlin and the Public Gardens in Manhattan, and hope their creation will bring Kiev residents together.
I really believe in our project, this community garden, because it helps us to know each other better and communicate. It's a big problem in Ukraine that neighbors are not even speaking to each other. And this garden will show that we can speak and even work together.
This year's celebration of Europe Day in Ukraine has combined the search for ideas for urban development, healthy living, and active communication between residents of participating cities.
It's really important for people who want to change something on the country scale, on bigger scale, to make some changes on a smaller scale in the neighborhoods and in the city. So that's why we need this place to get together, to get connected, to know each other, and to discuss some ideas, to spend some time together.
With or without the celebrations of Europe Day, residents of Ukraine seem committed to promoting European values within their community.
By doing this, we wanted to bring European values to our city and to this specific district of city, and show that we all are Europeans and we can all together make good stuff, good thing. And by this being closer to Europe and showing that we all are Europeans.
Despite more than a year of war, it appears that Ukrainian citizens are ready to take every opportunity to stand together for their country and its strive to the European Union, and understand in these challenging times, it is more important than ever to show their support for Ukraine. I'm Sam Keeley in Kiev for Ukraine Today.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a prominent Ukrainian historian and one of the founding members of the Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. In a time of rapid devaluation of national values, which is how we can characterize the latest decade of our history, Dashkevich was a significant role model for thousands of people. He was a living example of intellectual and professional honesty and a real patriot of Ukraine. Even after a lengthy exile in Siberia, he did not give up his beliefs. He remained professional and dedicated to culture. His school of historiography, hundreds of works, articles, and essays will acquire a proper appreciation among future generations. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a doctor of history, director of the Lviv branch of the Hrushevsky Institute of Ukrainian Archaeography and Historiography, and head of the Historical Philosophical Division of the Shevchenko Scientific Society. He was born on the 13th of December 1926 in Lviv to Olena and Roman Dashkevich. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichovy Streltsy. His father, Yaroslav Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. After studying Ukrainian language and literature at the Lviv National University, he worked as a librarian. In December 1949, he was arrested by the KGB as politically unreliable and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Following his release was the stigma hanging over him to being politically suspect. He was unable to find permanent job. His forced unemployment was to last 23 years. It was during that period that Yaroslav Dashkevich became a world-renowned expert of Ukrainian studies, a specialist on the history of the East, in particular Armenia, and the author of academic works on history, archaeography, and source studies. Most of his works were published abroad. The works on the history of Ukrainian-Armenian and Ukrainian-Jewish relations, conceptual articles on Ukrainian history, bibliography, and cultural studies of the 20th century. He is the author of Lviv-Armenian Kipchak documents of the 17th and 18th centuries, Armenian colonies in Ukraine in the literary sources of the 15th to 19th centuries, Ukraine yesterday and today, Ukraine and Armenia. During his long academic career, he wrote more than 900 works on Ukrainian historiography, source studies and special historical disciplines, Eastern studies, Ukrainian-Armenian, Ukrainian-Turkish, Ukrainian-Jewish relations. On the 25th of February 2010, at the age of 84, the renowned scholar departed forever. This outstanding Ukrainian historian was buried at the Lechakivsky Cemetery near his mother's grave. Yaroslav Dashkevich once wrote, "In Ukraine, along with short periods of hard times, there were longer periods of Jews and Ukrainians living side by side. A unique Jewish culture sprang up here and it needs to be preserved. The interconnectedness of cultures requires a thorough research and dissemination. Together we lived through the darkness and cruelty of the Soviet and Nazi tortures, the destruction of priceless human life and our common spiritual wealth. In Galicia there was a lot of good in the relations between Ukrainians, Poles and Jews. There was also a lot of evil, which was artificially sown and cultivated by third-party political forces. At the Jewish Heritage Museum, it is our goal to follow the vision of Yaroslav Dashkevich,
and restore and renew the historic affection and affinity that developed organically and naturally between the Ukrainian and Jewish people. We believe that the healing that comes from restoring this bond will benefit not only Ukrainians and Jews, but all of humanity. This is Renata Ananets at the Faina Patriarchova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Лишилися мені, спомини, спомини.
Не відвертайся, не біжи, подивися на минулі шляхи. Обов'язки мали ми разом почуття, розумінням, що нам буде життя, тривоги нема. Учився я над тобою, не надійне серце.
Лишилися мені.
Toronto, Ontario. That was Dunaj from their first CD recording, Obkružil ya svět, which means I Search the World, and that got an awful lot of airplay on the first incarnation of Náš Holos, along with their second second CD, rather, and that was Soundscapes. And at that time, they were in Ajax, Ontario. Now they're in Toronto and still going strong, and just released a third CD, and they did it one song at a time on social media. So they did it using the new technology, and we were able to follow them song by song with an interview with Alex Feshak of Dunaj on our Nanaimo edition of Náš Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. So you can check the podcast if you haven't heard them yet. He gives an awful lot of great background information into the music that Dunaj is doing now and has done in the past. So do check that out. Again, that was Dunaj with Obkružil ya svět.
Летит чорний орел, і сумник краче, сидить сестра в хаті, за братчиком плаче, сидить сестра в хаті, за братчиком плаче. Поїхав далеко до чужої землі, упав він ранений від чужої кулі, упав він ранений від чужої кулі. Ой, дорога сестра, тобі лист я пишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Тобі лист я пишу, лиш не кажи мамі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпиталі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпиталі. Моя господарка, ну де чорна яма, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама. Летить чорний орел, і сунеко краче, над чужою землі, над його могили, над чужою.
And a song that's a favorite here on Náš Holos, both with myself and our listeners, Mickey and Bunny and Chorny Orel. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Náš Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and Shortwave Radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get the links to the podcast feeds of all 3 editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Náš Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Нежел ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто бродить, той усе щось знаходить. And our proverb of the week translates as, the wanderer always finds something. And I'll be letting you know next weekend or a couple weekends from now when I return from Ukraine, which is where I am as you're listening to this, at least on the live broadcast. And I'll tell you about my trip when I get back. Meanwhile, we'll wrap up our show for today with another group that got a lot of play on Náš Holos back in the 1990s and since. They are the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg. And back in the 90s, we were using vinyl recording of this album, which is called Hooked on Ukrainian Music. Now, of course, I'm using the CD, and the song is called The Great Plains Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokrinske Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Náš Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.
listening to Nash Holos on CJ.